This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, according to yesterday's report, the Department of Ag expects a larger corn and a record soybean harvest. USDA forged against expectations and raised corn production to an estimated 14.1 billion bushels and soybeans to a record 4.4 billion. USDA is forecasting the average corn yield at 169 bushels per acre and the soybean yield at 49.9 bushels. Production for the 2017-18 corn crop increased 31 million bushels from the August projection, but is still 6% lower than the 2016-17 crop. Yield is expected to be lower, but overall crop projections by USDA put the crop at third largest on record. The projected range for the season average corn price received by producers was lowered 10 cents on both ends to a range of 280 to 360 per bushel. The farm price for soybeans was also lowered 10 cents a bushel to an average of 920. As for cotton, USDA estimated larger production, exports, and ending stocks relative to last month. However, USDA says those projections came before Hurricane Harvey, adding the agency will go back to collect harvested acres for cotton for Texas and Louisiana for the October crop production report. The remnants of Hurricane Irma shut down ports and meat plants in Florida and Georgia this week. Tyson Foods suspended operations at three chicken processing plants in Georgia and a beef facility in Florida to start out the week. The port of Savannah, Georgia was closed Monday and Tuesday. The port is home to almost one-third of all U.S. poultry exports, according to Reuters. Meanwhile, as Florida farmers begin to assess damage from the storm, the Florida Fruit and Vegetable Association says early reports from orange growers have found fruit removed from trees and covering the ground. Oranges knocked to the ground can't be consumed. In southern Florida, heavy rain also flooded orange groves, forcing growers to pump out standing water to reduce the risk of disease hurting trees. Florida is ranked first among U.S. states in production value for oranges, and in 2015 produced $1.17 billion of the fruit, accounting for 60% of the value of total U.S. orange production. The state is also a major producer of tomatoes and sugarcane. Well, on a lighter note, a new book has been released that highlights the life of a soybean. Julie Blunier works with the Illinois Soybean Association and was raised on a farm in northern Illinois, and she's now an author of a children's book. This morning, we'll visit with Julie about the book and who teachers can contact if they're interested in having a copy for their classroom.
I'm originally from Iroquois County, grew up on a grain and cattle farm there, living near Peoria now with my husband and family as well. We both work in the ag industry.
Let's talk about this new book. That's pretty exciting to be sitting next to someone who's an author. It's called From Pod to Plate. So tell us about it, what's in the book, and what can we learn from it?
Great. It is Pod to Plate, Life Cycle of a Soybean. We really knew there was kind of a void out there as far as a soybean book that was appropriate for ages kindergarten through third grade. So had this opportunity to write the book, and the Soybean Association has been very supportive of it and printed it for us. And it's basically a step by step, how you get from planting that soybean seed in a field through the growth process, harvesting, on through processing, and what that product becomes, really focusing on how kids use soybean products every day.
It's exciting to have this book be available to local Illinois kids because there are so many families that are away from the farm now. So I think this is needed.
True, very true. From Chicago all the way down to southern Illinois, about anywhere I go, the general population really doesn't know what happens with soybeans. Everybody knows what corn is, and then that's other short plants. So we have to do a lot of basic education on why we grow soybeans, their many uses, and how we can make them into those products. So it's a great way to touch base with our consumers, and as well work in the classroom and reach some of those learning standards as far as science and life cycle steps and those vocabulary words that are very important to fulfill standards, but doing it through an agriculture medium.
And that's exactly what it is. It is science. It's a plant that's growing. So what a great way to incorporate that. You said bringing it into the classrooms. I think you're working with Illinois Ag in the Classroom, right?
Yes, we are. The Illinois Soybean Association is a supporter of the Illinois Ag in the Classroom program. We are fortunate here in the state of Illinois that we have a very detailed system where a number of our counties throughout the state have county Ag in the Classroom coordinators. We have made sure that these books are in the hands of those county coordinators. So for any teacher out there that may want to get their hands on one, local libraries are welcome to them as well. You can go to the Ag in the Classroom website, which is agintheclassroom.org, and find your county coordinator and make contact with them, and they'll be happy to get you a book or a couple copies.
Julie Blunier, author of Pod to Plate, The Life Cycle of Soybeans. Well, if you haven't done so already, you still have a couple days to submit fish orders to the Montgomery County Soil and Water Office. They're accepting those until Friday, September 15th. As I've said before, many species of live fish for pond stocking will be available, as well as fathead minnows and grass carp for pond maintenance. If you'd like to get an order form, you can give them a call at 217-532-3361 extension 3. Or download an order form by visiting their website, montswcd.com. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.